you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You just want to lick it,
I want to lick it, right.
Greg Morton in the studio later this week on Thursday. You got a gig this week, Nick?
Yeah, I'm hosting with Greg Morton at the club.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
I'll be there Thursday through Saturday, and then I'm at the Zoo Bar in Lincoln on Sunday.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see our buddy Greg Morton. America's Got Talent finalist. Was he a finalist? He had to be. He was on there a bunch of times.
Top five? Right. Top ten.
And we're going to talk to a judge of America's Got Talent, Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel's got a new comedy special coming out. Yeah.
Don Jameson, Brian Posehn.
Mr. Skin today. Nice. Anatomy Awards. Get your cameras out, guys. You're going to want to take a picture.
Were they doing the high school bowling yesterday, Craig?
Yeah, it was guys, though. Craig likes girls.
Oh, okay. Because
that statement's not always true.
That's true. But when it comes to bowling, he likes girl high school bowling.
I didn't realize it was on. I would have watched it.
Yeah. I don't know if it was girls, too. I just saw guys.
Yeah, this... It was my neighborhood bowling alley, so I wasn't able to bowl yesterday.
Oh.
I kind of wanted to.
You could have went to another bowling alley. No, that wasn't it.
You could have went to another bowling alley.
I suppose I could have, but that would involve several more minutes of driving. I did watch some professional bowlers, and they did note that the U.S. Open of the PBA is in Lincoln this weekend.
Yes, it is.
At Sun Valley Lanes.
Right. Yeah, that's where they have the high school finals, too.
You go check it out? You're a big bowler now, man.
No, I'm leaving town this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's bad timing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It is.
Boy.
You got to do your research before you plan those trips.
If only you would have known.
I didn't think it through.
It's Michael Jordan's birthday today. It's Larry the Cable Guy's birthday today. They are the same age.
That's right. We always ask Larry about that. And Todd wanted to know when they were born.
Yeah, I think we checked into that.
Yeah. Michael Jordan is taller.
Yeah, and I think Larry the Cable Guy is a few hours older.
Yeah. But we don't play that. We play the date. Right.
We figured Jordan's a better golfer.
Yes. And they're playing Witless Protection all the time right now on one of those channels.
Are they?
Yeah, just the Witless one, yeah. Better golfer, better basketball player. Larry's got him on the comedy end of things.
Yeah, Larry's funny.
Yeah, by far.
By far, Larry's funnier.
Researchers are warning.
They're the same age, right?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's why we didn't play who's older.
Right. That's why we, because in years past.
In the course of it in real time there, Nick.
Yeah. Right. We've checked into time of birth.
See, he's done all
we just have.
That. Yeah.
Researchers are warning.
How old?
57. Researchers are warning that sex robots with artificial intelligence pose a growing psychological and moral threat to individuals and society.
I don't know about... What's this? Psychological more than moral, don't you think? If the guy wants to get laid, he can get laid then.
Yeah, but you don't want intelligence. You just want the artificial vagina.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
I'm with you on that.
Right. Who needs intelligence?
I don't
you
want
need
some
to have
robot,
a conversation with a robot.
I want a robot arguing with me, you know?
Well, they give a couple of examples, and they're both horrible.
All right.
The scientists say that AI sex robot technology is avoiding oversight because professional and governmental agencies are too embarrassed to investigate it.
That is stupid.
Researchers point out that some robots are programmed, and this is the difficult part. Some of these robots are programmed to protest, making interaction more like rape.
Oh, want the girl to say no? You want your robot to say no because you're a freak?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's weird.
Programmed to protest.
You spent your whole life with women saying no if you want that. No, I mean, I just mean that, why would you want that? Guys that can't get laid, I mean, a lot of guys can't get laid because it's tough out there.
Yeah.
And that's what these things are going to be for.
Yeah, is that some kind of weird fetish?
And others are designed to look and act like children. We've talked about them
before. Yeah, you got to stop that. Okay. You got to stop that.
Yeah, so you got freaks doing freaky things with these things that
ruining it for the regular guys with a regular robot.
Thank you.
That wants it.
Yeah, somebody just wants to knock some out real quick.
Yeah,
these people have to make it freaky.
They do. They do. Oh, yeah. I want my robot to be consensual and be of age. Is that too much?
It is not.
I want her to beg for it.
At least be grateful
and be of age,
or at least be available for it
and grateful.
I want my robot to be human.
Well, I do too. But we're talking in the future. We can't deny the future.
The founder of a U.S. robot firm says AI allows robots to develop a new relationship with the owner. Scientists speaking at this last weekend's annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Seattle say that they're working with policy experts to create laws banning claims that robots can substitute for human relationships.
Yeah, because eventually that's going to bleed over into your human existence, the way you interact with humans.
But they're also not going to be able to stop this. They can stop maybe the program, the ones that's, they could probably stop the childhood dolls. That's so sick.
And then there's hackers.
And they can probably stop the ones that don't want it, for lack of a better term. But otherwise, you're not going to be able to stop a guy making a doll, selling it to a guy that wants to just rail it. You know?
I mean, there's no stopping
that. There's no stopping that.
I don't think you're going to be able to stop the first two things.
No, probably not. So probably there might be black market for that. You're right. But they're going to try to at least, you know.
Last thing you need is a relationship with a robot.
Yeah.
Are you even listening to me? Like, right. No. You're a robot.
I'm plugging your ass. Or I'm plugging your ass.
Whatever.
No, I don't want that doll.
And then they become self-aware, and you can't shut them off.
Yeah,
and
they're self-aware, you know. Then you're in trouble.
Embarrassing would that be? You're plugged in, it dies, then you're just stuck. Yes. It like cinches up. You have to charge it and wait until it can like release you.
There's got to be an emergency release.
So do you think when the power runs out, it cinches up? They put that in there? Yeah, I don't know about that.
Just clamps down.
You're trapped.
Yep.
That might be a glitch.
Like, I'm not going to make it to the movie tonight.
Stuck here with you. Looking at your dumb face.
Yeah, that's a dilemma.
Yeah, so they're working on that.
Well, how are they going to stop it?
You're going to have to put a task force on the childhood sex doll ring or something like that.
They already have.
That part they could probably try to stop more
an issue.
Whatever the robot says, that's up, you know, they might not be able to stop that.
You know, how are they going to?
They're not going to be able to stop. That's what I said. They're probably not going to be able to stop that.
No.
They're going to try to stop, obviously, childhood.
It's already an issue.
I know, obviously. But a regular guy with a grown-up sex doll should not be lumped into the other group of guys.
Well,
you shouldn't be.
You're right, but you still have to find a way to stop all that other stuff.
True. Of course, yeah.
And that's making regular robot guys seem way more sane than
it
does. Actually is.
Yes.
Yeah. Your regular robot isn't freaky enough.
Yeah.
I got to make
I think it's ahead of our time. I think in the future, people won't be talking like we do. I think it's going to be people are just going to have them. Now, it might mess up relationships eventually, especially if you have one and a wife.
Or if you just have one of those and expect other people to react like that.
Right.
Yeah, if that affects
you bringing a dinner with you.
Yeah. How you interact with other humans. Yeah. That's a problem.
Well, it's going to a little bit, yeah. But basically, it's a masturbatory tool right now, don't you think?
You know, in general,
Very elaborate.
Right. Yeah. And more expensive.
Yeah, that's for me, it's unnecessary.
That's a description that fits all of us, by the way. We're just masturbatory tools. I'm looking at a room full of masturbatory tools.
You telling me you wouldn't do it, Craig? If nobody found out, and you had a $10,000 AI doll that was incredible, and you just had 5 hours in a room somewhere, and nobody was going to find out.
It would have to be imperceptible because I would have a real issue with it.
I think I would
still have to live with myself.
There'd be a lot of shame right after the fact if it wasn't that.
Not that kind.
It wasn't almost human like.
This is a whole new level of shame.
Yeah,
here.
My shame is generally with real humans.
Generally, you say generally though.
Yeah.
So you're leaving a door open.
Yeah,
the doll would have to be, like you said, almost like
imperceptible,
like a future movie where they look like
Westworld,
like human. Yeah, like that, like Westworld. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But I think even things went awry in Westworld, didn't they?
Yeah, but the TV show is they look real. Oh yeah, they go awry, but it's not because they're having sex. They become self-aware in Westworld, and they don't want to be the human slaves, and they start killing them.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well,
I haven't watched any of it yet.
It's a great show. You can figure that out.
Over 90,000 people are trying to reserve one of the 20,000 tickets to Kobe's memorial at the Staples Center. That's coming up the 24th of this month.
Man, I mean, somebody's scalping them. If it's a big event, somebody's scalping them.
Yeah.
The tickets cost between $24 and $224. People don't find out until tomorrow if they actually get a ticket.
Is that all charity then?
Yeah.
The family doesn't need the cash. I saw a story on the baseball coach on E60. Well, his E60 is pretty interesting because him and his wife and his daughter were killed, and they got two other kids.
The baseball coach?
Yeah, the guy. Ocean...
Orange County,
College. Yeah, the Pirates. He's their baseball coach. I mean, he had a hell of a life. Think about this: the guy's daughter just happened to be a decent basketball player, and happened to be on the same team as Kobe's daughter. That's how they knew each other.
He needed a ride.
So and they became Kobe. Since he was just kids play youth sports, you become friends with the parents. That's what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this guy happens to be Kobe Bryant. Hey, want to go on a helicopter ride? Sure.
How cool. I'm sure they were thrilled.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it wasn't the first time.
Yeah, probably
in their
not.
Little
probably
rec
not.
League team.
Probably not.
Yeah. At the Y.
No, there was No, most of us.
Kobe forgot to bring juice boxes. They had to land the helicopter. Kid. What happened? Landed this Target. We had to go get some granola bars and some Sunny Delay.
United Airlines ruling out Boeing 737 MAX planes returning to service before Labor Day.
Who's going to get on one of those? Even the aisle donkeys and pilots don't want to get on them.
Anybody who knows anything about them doesn't want to get on them.
So when they're done with this whole thing and they say, okay.
We might not be able to avoid them.
We're sure that we got this fixed up. You aren't going to trust them.
I don't know. I mean, I understand what you're trying to say.
Because you're going to have to.
You're just going to be on one someday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're not going to know that.
No.
Supermax.
No.
Well,
whatever.
They're going to change the name if they haven't already.
Oh, sure. They could do that.
But you're going to know what it is. And I know many times you look up what plane you're going to be on,
well,
right?
Well, I did.
Well, they got the card in the seat in front of you.
Yeah, that's
it'll tell you what kind of plane it is.
Yeah, but I mean, even before you get on.
No, I did when this happened because I had some flights booked when they started yanking these, and some were still flying, and Delta didn't have any. So, but I remember there was a Southwest flight that had one, and you said United had them, right? Too. Maybe Southwest didn't have it.
I think Southwest and United had them.
Yeah.
And I think they were the only major carriers.
Well, you're right, though, Craig. They're going to fix them and call them something else.
No,
they're going to have to.
No, it's a 747 minimum, they can call it. Yeah. We changed it.
We're calling this one the Maximilian. There you go.
You're like John Lovitz telling you what plane it is. It's out. It's safe.
Yeah. You can change it to 787 and just fill in the left side to the threes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of plane I'm getting on.
Well, you know, our buddy, our buddy Mike flies for a major airline. When he starts flying them, I'll trust him because he likes to fly and land.
Most of the time, I fly Southwest, and I think they're predominantly, if not all, 737s.
Yeah.
Just not this Max one, because they're sitting in a graveyard.
Maximilian,
somewhere.
You mean? They couldn't even get clever.
No,
it's the Maximilian.
You are familiar with televangelist Jim Baker.
Oh,
yes.
You see what he's selling?
He is selling a product called Silver Sol.
What's it do for you, Craig?
It can eliminate the coronavirus strain within 12 hours.
Sure it can.
It's incredible.
Now, he's been selling Hack's fluid down there for years, since we found out, in Missouri somewhere on some cable channel.
Near Branson.
All crap. He's just selling all crap to the believers.
Yes.
And he's, by the way, he's a huge Trumper, too.
He spent time in prison for this.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s.
Well, that and rape.
Ah.
Jessica Hahn.
There was rape involved there?
Well, that was, I think he was charged with something in there, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember him being charged with
sink
that.
A televangelist.
But I think she claimed she was drugged.
Yeah, she was drugged or something. Like that. Well, whatever. You're right. And he ended up selling crap to try to make a living.
Yeah.
It was illegal.
So now he's offering this product to viewers of his show who donate money. Of course, this goes, this is counter to what the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and the World Health Organization say. They say that there is no medicine available yet to treat the coronavirus.
No, but people bought this. But good to know that it's fixed. Let's just ship some Jim Baker silver juice out there.
Someone had to come with a side of snake oil.
Big time. He's such a scumbag.
So in this clip, he holds up a bottle of this stuff called Silver Solution, and he asks the guest whether it's true that this would be effective against this influenza. Keep in mind, this influenza is a completely different type of virus than the... Or, I'm sorry, influenza is a completely different type of virus than the new coronavirus.
Right. Got nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, the guest says that this product has not been tested on this strain of the coronavirus and then says it can kill off the virus within 12 hours.
And people are going to believe that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he's got Jesus on his side, too. He's still a Jesus guy.
Isn't he selling survival buckets,
yeah,
too?
He sells all that, yeah.
He's been selling crap his whole life.
Yeah. He's saying that Trump's a savior. He does all that stuff, too. And that's just a side. It's part of his side business, too.
Good guy.
He's a
scumbag. So they are selling this stuff that they say will fix everything.
Right.
And it doesn't. It'll turn you blue.
If it does turn you blue?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what Dr. Mina says about that.
There's no stopping no stopping idiots.
No.
Oh, grayish blue. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know. That's ashen. Who wants to be ashen?
Permanently.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Wow.
This is permanent. Grayish blue.
Well, old people look blue anyway.
If it builds up in your body,
that's
causes your skin to permanently turn grayish blue.
Old people watch that crap in Missouri. They look blue anyway.
Near Branson, right. Yeah.
It makes it easy to know you don't want to be behind in line at the grocery store.
Right.
It's going to take them forever to do the self-checkout. They're drinking the...
Silver Solution.
A bill introduced in the Alabama House last week.
Well, this is the vasectomy bill, right?
Would require men of a certain age to undergo a vasectomy.
50.
The bill's sponsor, Democratic Representative Rolanda Hollis of Birmingham, said it would mandate that once a man in Alabama reaches the age of 50, or he fathers three children, whichever comes first, he gets a vasectomy.
Now, this is in response to the anti-abortion laws going up everywhere.
Of course it is.
People don't, if you don't read into this, and most people don't read into anything, are thinking, well, that's crazy. These crazy libtards. Now, she means it's a response to you trying to take away women's rights to their own bodies.
Because it'll cause discussion.
Right.
Like Alabama's going down!
Right now. Representative Hollis.
Oklahoma legislators say, no ground fetus in your burgers.
No.
It's against the law.
And you can tell the difference, too, by the way.
That outrage you feel, that's how women feel all the time.
Thank you, puss. At least smart women.
Representative Hollis says the family planning bill is in response to the legislature's passage of a bill outlawing nearly all abortions in the state last year. She said this bill is also designed to place some of the responsibility for reproductive health on men.
The creepy Ted Cruz came out against this. What he say? I didn't want to know. I just saw his headline. Basically, he said creepy Ted Cruz is against the vasectomy bill. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah, it makes no difference.
That's exactly the reaction that she wanted.
Exactly.
He has kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Of course, it's not going to go anywhere.
But it was a response to how people, women, men, old white men, tell women what to do with their bodies.
Right. She was just making a point.
Right.
Yeah. Women are just saying, hey, we can introduce dumbass laws,
right,
too.
Right.
See? It's just as stupid when you do it.
But I do suggest you get a vasectomy if you had a bunch of kids. Not me and Craig, though, because we're still fertile.
Or if you just don't want to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Three's what made me tap out.
Believe me. Yeah, my wife leaves me, you know. It's either sex doll or vasectomy, and a vasectomy is cheaper probably, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
She leaves you, you're going to come out, there's going to be a giant blown up dink pic. I thought you deleted that.
Thank you, Nick.
It's going to be staked up in the yard for all the neighbors to see.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
All over Facebook.
All right.
That might be against the covenant.
might give me some action. maybe not.
She'd have to blow it up awful big. Make it look decent.
That just leads to more people walking by your house on the other side of the street.
There was a lot of radio over the weekend that was dedicated to being bitter about your ex. You know, you dedicate so much to your ex.
Got it. All right.
For single people or people who are recently out of relationships. But I've never gotten into hanging on to that. That's just a waste of time. That's a waste of energy.
Oh, just hating on an ex?
Right.
No. You're
going to be mad and mad about your ex. I see it on Facebook all the time. Women bitching about their ex.
Yeah, move on.
Women, I mean, if
we all have feelings about exes that you might not, but you do grow out of that. You totally grow out of it. Time heals all that crap.
Some people don't.
I'll give you a pass if you've got kids and you still have to deal with
and
them.
And that guy's being a dick.
And interact all the time. Yeah. Fine. That can keep things, that can keep the hate alive.
Yeah, but single people that break up.
But if you got nothing tying you to that person, just let those feelings
just
go.
Just move on.
Especially because we all know you're, no matter if you break somebody's heart or your heart's broken, you eventually heal and you don't feel the same way about that other person. You don't see, if you see him, your heart's not breaking. You don't care. That's just called time healing.
Well,
so why can you hold? How can you still hate somebody 10 years later?
You're letting you're letting the terrorist win if you're still occupying your mind with those feelings. Let him go and move on.
Just look at him. Yeah. How can you not hate that face?
And who wants to get in a relationship with somebody like that?
That's still,
they're still bitter about their ex.
Well, they say one of the things you don't do on a first date is bitch about your ex, because the person is thinking, hey, this is the bitter, person,
I'm going to be next.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
be the next person.
Man or woman.
That you're bitching about.
Be an adult.
Yeah,
just,
no matter
just
what.
Grow up and move on.
There you go.
Just go home and reprogram your robot.
Yeah, Craig, I'm convinced that we would do a lot of things if it was set. Nobody would ever find out.
A lot of things, maybe not that one.
No, I wouldn't murder anybody.
You mean if there?
Oh, that's nice of you.
No consequences.
No consequences.
Well, if nobody found out.
Nobody found out. No consequences.
Just a little romp with the robot.
Right.
Sounds like Nick's down.
Yeah.
Why not?
We'd all do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. And by the way, I don't think that's cheating either. Now, I think in the future it might be when that robot starts talking and bitching about your wife.
She finds out about the other robot.
Then I think it would be cheating, right?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.